Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for June 11th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. The checks and balances, ladies and gentlemen, are brilliant, and that's why we don't need a revolution. What we need is a restoration, a return to the principles that made America great to preserve our nation. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, and that means the good doctors in the house. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. His lifelong goal and collegiate series to preserve the nation. All available at freedomsrisingsun.com. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
Hold on, start over. I didn't press a button.
You're into the world.
Start over. I didn't press a button.
Oh, okay. I said thanks for welcoming me on board, and I hope all is well in everybody's world.
Amen to that, sir. All right. I want to talk about Pride Month. I want to talk about...
About what?
Pride Month. June is Pride Month, right?
Let me tell you how that might explain some things.
Let me tell you how I got to this, by the way. I got an email from Family Research Council, FRC, doing a great job, and they say, hey, watch a Christian response to Pride Month. So I then decided we ought to do an LRT, so a Liberty Roundtable response to Pride Month, because I have some things to say about this, and I'm sure the good doctor does as well. Let's first kind of help people understand what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Everywhere we turn these days, rainbow colors appear in almost every nook and cranny of our society. LGBT flags fly. Hangover businesses. Social media sites are replete with colorful flags and logos, and even cereal boxes and TV shows are promoting the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, Pride Month, inclusion, if you will, pledging allegiance to what is it? What are all the colors they have of the rainbow there, right? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. But the problem is it's sexual anarchy, ladies and gentlemen, that is literally jettisoning all godly morals that have been societal staples for literally centuries, right? How can believers navigate this culture of sexual anarchy that has become such a dominant and increasingly compulsory plague force in our society? Well, those are the questions asked by Family Research Council, and I agree with their questions, and we'll talk about those. Let's start there, Doctor.
You know, it's interesting for many decades now, I mean, my father's generation had this encroachment that was happening through the humanist manifestos that had been published, of course. 1933 was when the first Humanist Manifesto came out, and John Dewey and his cronies, his minions, I guess you could call them, of these religious humanists that violate the First Amendment in that they've created and it's been adopted and embraced by all of America, a de facto national religion. It's a godless religion, has no divine God, it worships the wisdom of man. The Humanist Manifestos 1, 2, and 3 have become the lesson plan of the public education system. And you wonder, how in the heck is this going all over the place? And I want to ask you, I mean, in a minute, a question about radio, but we have had this process that's rolled forward since 1933. And if you haven't read the Humanist Manifestos, you absolutely need to. They're very, very, very brief. You can read each one of them in just a few minutes. But if you'll honestly review them in your own mind and heart, you'll find that they are the lesson plan of modern American education. And the humanist manifestos are replete with this sexual saturation, if you will. I don't know a good term to use at this point, but in regards to the focus that's happening. And again, the depravity has become centralized by teaching it to our children and grandchildren for generations now. But let me just read you a little quotation out of the Humanist Manifesto, number 2. In the area of sexuality, we believe that intolerant attitudes, often cultivated by orthodox religions and puritanical cultures, unduly repress sexual conduct. The right to birth control, abortion, and divorce should be recognized. Neither do we wish to prohibit by law or social sanction sexual behavior between consenting adults. The many variety of sexual exploration should not be in themselves considered evil. A civilized society should be a tolerant one. Individuals should be permitted to express their sexual proclivities and pursue their lifestyles as they desire. Moral education for children and adults is an important way of developing awareness and sexual maturity. Now, by the way, that last sentence, moral education. Now, what they mean by moral education is far different than what I would mean. Okay, now, here's the deal. I don't know if you've seen this, Sam, but UNICEF, this is the United Nations group that's purporting to be looking out for all the goods of all the children. I don't know if you've seen some of the reports lately that indicates UNICEF believes that there should be age-appropriate pornography. And if you get into what they're doing is they're taking pornography to these children and saying, well, it's important for reproductive education. Okay, so how perverse this is, it's absolutely unequivocally in a death spiral for everything that has held society together. The moral issues have been cast overboard. We have been teaching this in our schools for generations. The people that currently sit in high places and are unworthy of such an honor are the ones that have been indoctrinated in this, and the current yo-yos that are coming through the education system are simply a perverse view of what that is. And so the question I wanted to ask you, and maybe we'll get up to it against a break before you can answer it, but I do a lot of traveling, and sometimes I switch the radio on and it gives me something to argue about with the radio when I'm driving and I stay awake. But the absolute universality of the messages there's not a narrative, there's a script. And we've talked a lot about it on your program about the script that was handed to the lame brain media that has absolutely embraced that whole thing about you must fear, you must doubt, this COVID thing is deadly, we're all going to die, everything that's despair and ruin and everything. But in recent times, this idea of the sexual proclivities that seem to be immersing the world, and you're in radio, I would never accuse you of promoting that lame brain media mainstream kind of viewpoint, but how in the world do they all get on the same page at the same time?
You ready?
I want to hear it.
Here's the answer to your question, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about the Liberty Roundtable Live response to Pride Month. And everywhere we turn these days, pride, gay and lesbian promotion is absolutely packaged and propagandized on the American people to satanic proportions. But listen carefully, and I'll explain some of this to everyone. They say Pride Month is an entire month dedicated to the uplifting of LGBTQ voices, celebrations of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer culture, and the support of LGBTQ rights. All right? So understand, it's an entire month dedicated to the uplifting of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer culture rights. It's a celebration of everything gay, lesbian, bisexual, everything perverted. Okay? But understand the origins and the history. Why do they choose June as the month, you might ask? because LGBTQ Pride Month is celebrated every year in June because the month of June was chosen for the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer Pride Month to commemorate and to celebrate the riots held by members of the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender community against a police raid that took place at the Stonewall Inn. And that was in New York City, by the way, on June 28th, 1969. Okay, so they are planning this. The origins of this is in a flat-out riot in a police raid. Again, they want to foment and promote the division of the people and the police, and they want to basically celebrate their perversions a whole month to carry out this agenda. And really, it's a godless agenda. It says in this humanist manifesto that you highlighted, do whatever you want to. Whatever feels good, do it. It's like the hippie generation, but now on steroids and by force. Society will go along with this feel-good, do-it mentality. We'll codify it in the color of law. We'll create pretend legislation to deceive the people. And then we'll, you know, push for gay marriage, all these perversions. Every sex is permitted and promoted. Every perversion sex, except for between a man and a woman legally and lawfully married to bring children to the world. That's the only sexual act that is 100% not able to have a seat at the table. When Dr. Scott Bradley comes back, many people involved are propagandized into deception, but the evil agenda led by Satan is on tap now.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
So, Dr. Bradley, in answer to your question, I'll summarize and then turn it over to you again. Dr. Scott Bradley with us. FreedomsRisingSun.com is website. Incredible webinars weekly and more. Log on to the site and dig in. It's a treasure trove of education. But I submit to you that it's really the war in heaven continued on earth. Satan and his minions want to basically turn us into godless beings. We, as followers of God and Jesus Christ, want to focus on God, but the battle centers there. Will it be God or man that you put your trust in? And the sexual revolution of if it feels good, do it, of the 60s is carried forward. The hippies and the ne'er-do-wells of yesteryear have now made it into positions of power and authority. And Pride Month, ladies and gentlemen, is celebrated every year in June. The history is it started out with a riot. And the cops cracked down. They want to celebrate this. That's their origins. By their fruits shall ye know them. They started with a riot in 1969. What, 79, 89, 99, 109, 119, 50 plus years later, they're still at it. Same agenda, same dishonest narrative, a godless view that every sexual act is legitimate and glorified. But the only sex act that is within the bounds the Lord Almighty God has set doesn't have a seat at the table. If you want to be involved as a husband and wife, legally and lawfully married, and you're involved sexually to bring yourselves closer together as God intended and to bring children into the world, that is the only sex act they will not celebrate or even acknowledge as legitimate. In fact, it's suppression in their view. Male dominating female suppression. It's a rape in their view. And all other perversions are not only justified, but glorified and promoted from the corporate world to modern day government to deceived people all across the land. The epic battle is on and continues. That's my answer to your question, Doctor.
Well, I just want to know how they get the script in every radio guy's hands, but maybe
they don't need to. They have propagandized and indoctrinated and intimidated and created such a fear factor to where everybody already knows the narrative after 50 years of indoctrination. You don't need a script in your hand, sir.
Wow. Well, you know, I've mentioned many times on your program the origins of the foundation principles upon which this nation is established. We don't need to review that in detail, but basically the founding fathers looked to the good book to find out the plan God had to bring about happiness, peace, freedom, all that kind of stuff to his children here upon the earth. And there was order and everything found in God's universe, and they wanted to bring that into the society. And so they look to that, you know, and if you look at this particular subject, you know, if you're looking in Leviticus or Deuteronomy or wherever, it's spoken of and led, and even during the New Testament times. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 where it talks, and I don't know, maybe this is a very succinct definition and capsulization of what we're facing today. Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parent, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, which is what we're talking about here, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Then it talks about the sort that creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, you know, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That seems to be a pretty good description in just a few short sentences about what we face today, and it certainly has taken over us. And could you imagine that the people that wrote that might have had a prophetic insight into what we were going to be facing today? But truly, those days are upon us, and I believe that it's time for those of us that love our families, you know, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, love our God, love this magnificent country that was granted to us at such great cost and the foundational principles, it's time we double down on our devotion. We turn our hearts back to those sacred things and renew our covenant to those things. And faithfulness and devotion to all of those things is critically important, because honestly, it is almost a universal malady. Well, I call it universal insanity that's settled upon the nation. And it's been exacerbated by 15 months of oxygen deprivation that the people have imposed upon themselves. And I think their minds have even become more clouded and more unable to think clearly. But for those of us that do this, we need to not cower in the corner and let them take over the narrative. We need to let our voices be heard and stand tall in the cause of liberty and everything that's sacred.
Amen to that reality check, ladies and gentlemen. We need to understand that the rainbow flag, though, as I mentioned, is directly mocking God. Remember the Genesis story about Noah? And God put the rainbow in the sky as a remembrance to all of us that he keeps his promises. Tell me about the rainbow and biblically the what it signifies, because they use this rainbow flag as a mocking God symbol, Doctor.
Well, you know, after the earth was baptized, if you will, and cleansed of the iniquities that had taken over the earth, and Noah, you know, was able to get on some dry ground and offer sacrifice to God again and everything like that, God gave him a sign that he would never impose that upon the people again. And it was a sign of renewal, a sign of kind of a refreshing of the covenant between man and God. And the rainbow was placed in the sky. And it's interesting to me how, and there's a co-opting that happens. You get a principle, something sacred, something that you hold dear in your heart, and there's always somebody that seems to want to take that and pervert it. You know, you've seen maybe some people wearing a ring that says CTR. You know, it was originally standard by Choose the Right. Well, there's harlots that wear it now that says Choose to Rebel. You know, there's always going to be a counterfeit. There's always going to be somebody that's trying to co-opt something that, I'll tell you what I remember here. This is something, probably from 30 years ago when I had kids in school. They had this, it was some kind of pride, gay pride movement of some sort. I don't know if they actually called it that then, but they said, if you, support the homosexual, you know, that alphabet soup list that you've got, if you support that, wear jeans to school on Friday. It's like, well, everybody, at least in my neck of the woods, we live in a more rural area. Everybody wears jeans every day.
I know, but they know that, and what they want to do is take advantage of that and then make it appear that everybody supports that. Most people not even aware of the reality of the agenda.
That's exactly right. It looks like it's a universal embracing of this. And if someone had known about it on that day, they probably would have worn their dad's plaid golf shorts. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, they take this and make it look like this is a universal thing. Let's just, for just a second, think about what Obama is doing in violation of Article 1, Section 8, of course, and that's where Congress has the authority to make the rules for military and so on. He's inviting the transgender crowd to join the military. Now, what can go wrong with that? I mean, think about that for a minute. I mean, and this idea of who's going to serve, I mean, the idea of unit cohesiveness, I mean, this is a problem that's coming because of the effort that, and we could talk about women in the draft and all that if you want to at some point, but this takes it to a whole new plateau, a whole new level. We had a guy that was in the military we had a prior service guy that had been Navy, and I've maybe told this story on your radio program before, but he told the time on one small ship that he served on, there were three homosexuals that absolutely destroyed. They blew up the unit cohesiveness, the whole spirit and attitude aboard ship, the morale in the tank. And he told me personally that he had he used to sleep at night with a spanner wrench, you know, a monkey wrench under his pillow, so that if he got accosted, attacked, whatever in the middle of the night, he could beat the brains out of whoever was doing it. But that everything was high risk, high threat, high demoralization. And when those three men were finally transferred off ship, literally in one accord and one voice, a cheer went up from all the men on board. This is the kind of thing that is destroying the core, and the political correctness has been going on for many years.
Not only the core and the political correctness, but of society at large. By the way, there's a website posting question: can straight people wear gay pride or rainbow clothing? Yes, of course you can. It's great to have friends instead of enemies. However, don't be surprised if somebody flirts with you. This is the kind of propaganda going on, ladies and gentlemen, all over society, backed by big dollars as well.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the border crisis worsens, the woman in charge of fixing the problem, Vice President Kamala Harris, had this to say on Thursday when asked by a Univision News anchor when she planned to visit the border.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
The G7 summit is set to commence Friday in the United Kingdom. The leaders of the Group of Seven economies will meet in Cornwall. That's in southwest England. It runs through Sunday. Key talking points will include the novel coronavirus, the climate, Russia, China, and the Middle East. President Biden will meet with G7 leaders to discuss ways to forge a more fair, sustainable, and inclusive global economy that meets the unique challenges of our time, a press release said. Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, along with the United States, are the G7. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Let's get a vaccine update with Dan Araki.
President Biden announced Thursday that the U.S. would purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in order to donate them to distribute to nearly 100 countries. Biden is also expected to push other members of the Group of Seven to help boost global vaccine supplies. Announcing the purchase while in the UK, Biden said that the first shots will ship out later this summer and will come with no strings attached.
200 million of these doses will be delivered this year, 2021. And 300 million more will be delivered in the first half of 2022. Let me be clear. Just as with the 80 million doses we previously announced, the United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic.
USA Radio News.
Dr. Scott Bradley, riding shotgun on the broadcast today. We're talking about our response to Pride Month. The problem is, it's a force versus freedom discussion. Literally, you're marginalized. There's articles out there saying, hey, let's make a list of the businesses that won't back gay pride, that won't back Pride Month. Let's attack those who say that I want to celebrate it, etc. The only sexual act not celebrated is the one God has endorsed. The gay pride, or the pride flag, the rainbow flag, is mocking God who made a promise to the people. And the promise was, he was so mad at the wickedness of the people that he flooded the earth. Noah was saved because God had favor on Noah. But the rainbow was a symbol to say, I'll keep my promise. That I won't flood the earth and everybody will die again. And it's a sign that is being mocked by the gay pride or the pride flag. This is not insignificant. God will not be mocked. Let's be very clear. And so anyway, Dr. Bradley, to me, it's a force versus ability to choose discussion, right?
Well, it certainly is. And they're institutionalizing it. And there's a good friend of mine. He's a retired naval officer that he talked to me about when the military really lost its bearings. And he dates it to January 20th. 1993. Now, when did that? Well, what was going on? You know, you might ask yourself. And that was the day that Bill Clinton was inaugurated as president. And that's when they really started this inroad of, you know, the don't ask, don't tell, you know, you can serve if you want, but you don't say anything, blah, blah, blah. And it's just come downhill since then. And his position and belief is, and again, he spent, I think it was 33 years, something like that, as a naval officer. And he said that tragically they've watched this more senior ranks being encroached, because you do the math. Since January 20th, 1993, how many people still are in the service that were in the service then? You know? So the whole military, establishment viewpoint has basically become a bunch of military, they're just drones that are politically correct and willing to go along to get along, and that's how they hold their office. And so it's really, really destroyed the ability of this nation to be protected from itself, not just itself, but also the nations of the world and the true job of the military. But, you know, I mentioned a scripture earlier. There's another one that comes to mind in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where you talk about, well, just a few verses if we got time. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? See, these people have been told this before. And now ye know that know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed at his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So we're not going to get flooded again, we'll be burned, okay? Then going on back to this, just three more little verses. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusions that they shall believe a lie. And that's where we are in America today. We are believing strong delusions that have been fed to us, again, generationally. We talked at the beginning about this humanist manifesto lesson plan that has become the de facto American, not only public education lesson plan, but also America's de facto religion. It's a godless philosophy, no divine God. It worships the learning of man, and that we know how stable that is. And every aspect of our society is being assaulted with it. I mentioned the stupidity of what the administration is putting on now about transgenderism within the military. Holy cow! I mean, do you need people crawling all over your sleeping bags at night in spite of all of the issues that you might have been facing during the day? I mean, this has just got to be appalling. And yet we have people in senior positions in the military. We have senior positions in government, clear up to the very president, in Congress. We have people in educational systems. We have the media. This has become a strong delusion that God has sent. And I believe that the nation is, if we don't wake up and fly right, everything we hold sacred is at risk. And some of these, we could talk at length about some of these bills that are passed through the House and the Senate now, about what they're trying to do to pervert everything that was holding this nation together. It's a high risk time. I think we're at a hinge point, and we've got to really double down on our beliefs. And oh, let me just mention too, and maybe we're going to run out of time before I get a chance to say this, but one of the things I've been following quite interestingly is how some of these big corporations, and this can give us hope in a lot of areas, some of these big corporations, the athletic, National Football League and the Major League Baseball and all those kind of senior leadership people in there, they're trying to browbeat society into, you know, submission to their politically correct agenda. And some of the states are pushing back and saying, the heck you say, we're not going to do that. We're not going to protect, let's just take the example of of these transgender women, guys, I don't know what the heck you call them, that these guys that want to compete as women against women in their sports, and some of these big athletic organizations have recently come out, and big companies like Delta and Coke and stuff like that have said, you know, on different subjects, oh no, if you're not doing that, we are not going to support your stadium. We're not going to send athletic championships to your area or whatever. And states are still saying, we're thumbing their nose at you. We are not going to go with this. And some of those policies have now gone by the wayside, where these big organizations have said they're boycotting these different areas because of that, and the states are saying, no, we're not going to do critical race theory, for example. We're not going to allow transgenderism.
The debate's on whether it's transgenderism, whether it's gay, lesbian, bisexual, whatever. The race is on. There's a teacher who refused to call a transgender person different, whatever you want to call it, chosen pronouns or whatever. He said, I'm lying to the children. They can't change their gender. And I'm basically sinning against God if I perpetuate that lie and I won't do it. Well, they kicked him out of the government school. Well, then the court just said they can't do that, and he got brought back in, reinstated. So that's wonderful news. There's a few people standing up, but not enough people standing up. But I submit to you that it's a freedom versus force issue, Doctor. We're talking about Christians, the military, and the transgender issue. We're talking about gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, LGBT troops destroying military morale. But listen to this. There's an ex-player. She's a WNBA player. Her name is Candace Wiggins, and she declares there's 98% of WNBA players are lesbians. Wiggins has claimed that she suffered from bullying in the sport due to being heterosexual. Straight WNBA star, lesbian culture broke my spirit. So to those of you who say, Sam and Dr. Bradley, you're not being very kind. You're not being very gentle. You're not being very respectful or inclusive. Or my response is, what about Candace Wiggins? She's saying she was a straight WNBA player, and the 98% lesbian group broke her spirit because of the lesbian culture. Now, they claim in the sport that it's not true and that she's wrong. But she simply says, what do I have to gain for lying? I had to leave the WNBA because of the abuse that I took. It broke my spirit. I'm straight. But these women didn't want me around. She says that the culture is to mirror the men's game. She says, I don't play that way. I don't behave that way. I'm a female, I'm heterosexual, and I don't want to behave that way, but I was ridiculed and abused for my beliefs. And this is what I mean. The heterosexual view, the one man, one woman marriage view, the sexual relationships only ordained of God within the bounds the Lord has set view, is the only view not welcome at the table. So I want to come back and talk with Dr. Bradley about how we should behave. And I'll start it out when we get back from the break with a question. Hang tight. Dr. Bradley on your radio. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
You know, it's hard to get into national debates with the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender people because they don't want to debate the issue. What they want to do is just ridicule me as a homophobe, as a hater, as an unkind Christian bigot, whatever. But I would like to have a national debate with some gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people about this kind of stuff. Because the only kind of sex they won't celebrate is the kind that God has ordained. But here's my real question to kind of kick off this segment. You know, how do we be kind? They say we need to be kind and gentle and inclusive and respectful. But yet this ex-player, Candace Wiggins, says 98% of them are lesbian, and they literally had a culture of lesbianism to where since she was straight, they broke her spirit, she says. So she had to leave the WNBA. Now, they claim it isn't true, but the debate's on of how true it really is or not. It's hard to say 98% lesbian because a lot of them nowadays might be bi or might be gender fluid or might be. And so they would say, well, it's not true. So, you know, you might say 98% perverted sexual. I don't want to say reference. I don't want to say what sexual choice, sexual, whatever. You know, it's again, they blurred the words so much that you can't even have a conversation because the words that they use and the words that I use aren't the same. Okay. To me, it's simple. God created He, them, male and female. There is a binary reality that God has set forth, and I am convinced that gender is an eternal characteristic that God has set forth. And male and female belong together. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts when you celebrate the God-ordained family, the traditional family, the fundamental unit of society. Anyway, so here's the question. Is it possible for me to hold on to my Christian beliefs that I've just articulated, that there's male and female, that the male and female are ordained of and created by God, and that male and female are part of God's intention for the human family to perpetuate the race, and etc.? Okay, these traditional views. Can I hold on to those views and believe in them and speak out about them, but be kind enough and gentle enough and patient enough and respectful enough and so on to where I have a fair seat at the table as Sam? We may not agree with you, but we respect your views and your beliefs and your understanding and your way. Or is my way just simply not acceptable? There's no way to change it. I either jettison my ways or I am the bigot. I am the hateful, spiteful Christian spouting my God views. Okay, which is it? Can I be kind and gentle and still hold on to my moral code or not? And no one that I know publicly has directly brought this up in a candid way and expected a clear answer from the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, gay pride, whatever you want to call it, celebration of these perversions group. Never. But is it possible, Dr. Bradley? And I submit to you that in their world, it is not.
Well, what you have is those that seek to control the narrative, the argument, the airwaves, however you want to put it. They obviously are not going to give to you a reasoned individual that could sit at the table and present things that are eternal verities, eternal truths. I mean, you have eternity on your side, and each of us has a spirit, and each of us could feel the spirit of the Lord were we to allow such promptings in our hearts. And people would say, if you were speaking, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, there's an XX chromosome that the women have, I mean, and there's an XY chromosome that men. If there's an XY, you're male. If you're an XX, you're a female, okay? These things are biological, scientific facts along with the eternal truths that you're talking about. And I don't believe that anybody that wants to foster this is going to allow you a place at the table for fear that there'll be voices that say, well, yeah, that makes good sense to me. And so, again, we oftentimes bring it back to this Satan versus God or the Marxist basic religion, if you will, where it's based upon conflict, it's based upon turmoil, it's based upon setting up one side against the other, whether it's sexually behavior or it's, whether it's men against women, whether it's labor against management, whether it's socioeconomic classes, religion against religion. Everything in Marxism is based upon conflict so that they can bring about turmoil, so that in that turmoil they can bring forth this new dialectical solution to things, and it's always their death knell. I mean, that's what they bring about. So I don't think you're going to get the seat at the table. But I'll tell you what's really interesting to me, and there's a new poll out by Politico. It's a left-leaning publication, if you will, that this trans thing, you know, this sexual thing, is not in conformance to the majority of the Americans. I mean, this is something that most Americans can see through. And yeah, there's a tremendous effort to bias that through overwhelming, it's kind of like the only narrative storyline you hear is the opposite side. But most Americans are able to say, well, no, that doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not going along with this. But they're continuing along that. So I'm taking encouragement from this. I mean, even this left-leaning publication that came up with this poll, if we that believe in a moral basis of society, which is absolutely essential if we're going to remain free, it's an imperative. If we are not a morally based society, we will lose our liberty. It's a fact, and it can be proven over history. But if we that feel that way will refuse to financially support these things, if we walk away from whether it's athletic events or doing business with people that are this way, there is a chance, I believe, that they will see the error of their ways. We might not even get, let's shift the narrative a little bit, we might not even get vaccine passport requirements on airlines if everybody says, no, we're not going to fly your airplane. If that's what you've got to have to get on your airplane, we're not going to do it. And the airplanes may finally say, wait, we must have misspoken. Here's what we really meant. And that's what's happening with these large athletic associations that are trying to punish different large cities that have stadiums that weren't going along with their agenda. And the people were kind of walking and saying, we're done. And the legislature's not rolling over on it. And so these departments of political correctness in these athletic groups are saying, we'll bring a contest there. We'll let some kind of a big event happen there. And I think that we can and we must live that way, or else we're going to be drowned out and
yes, we are.
Take all your money.
So here's the question rephrased slightly, kind of to put it on paper here. Is it possible for Sam Bushman to hold to his moral code defined by God and coexist with the LGBT crowd? Is it possible?
I think it's going to get more and more difficult.
According to them, I don't believe it's possible.
Yeah. I think that we are going to have to, in a way, they're creating more bunkers, more silos. And they say, oh, we're all together, we love everybody, blah, 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 blah. I mean, whether
you're... Okay, well, then I want to hold on to my moral code defined by God, and I want to basically sit at the table of discussion, and I want to coexist and do my thing and educate to my viewpoint, etc., are they going to peacefully let me do that? And I submit to you the answer is no, they will not. And that is the problem. It's freedom versus force, doctor.
Well, I agree, and that's the way the Marxists always work. I think it does come to the way they're doing things. We don't get along if you agree with us. There's no disagreement among us because we have beaten you into submission. And so I do believe that it's going to get more and more difficult to be a Christian in this nation. And I would submit to you that in accordance to my understanding, my belief system, that the God of this land is to be Jesus Christ. And when we lose the final band of Christians, if you will, in this land is going to have an extremely bumpy road that it will be on. I believe the only thing that's keeping the fiber and the thread of this land, the things that we all have, I mean, for generations, for more than 200 years, we have been a land of free and liberty and everything, and nowadays it's being driven perversely. And again, it's in the school system, it's in the media system, it's in the political system. It's across the big businesses that have become so politically correct. And that little quotation I read at the beginning of our little get-together that came out of the Humanist Manifesto, that has become the de facto belief system that is the only one that has allowed a politically prominent a position of in the media or anything like that.
If I hold to my views,
double down.
If I hold to my moral code to my views, will they be kind to me and respectful? Will they mock me and abuse me? Will I be able to sit at the table to discuss and educate from my point of view? See, the answer is no. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, we reject Pride Month. Now, if you want to take a step back and say we're all God's children and we should behave like it, which is one of my phrases, then we should be kind to those who have disagreements with us. We should be kind to those who are sinning. But we must draw the line between being kind and being forced to capitulate to their view. I can hold to my view and still be respectful and kind. I can agree to disagree, but be kind about it. I don't need to attack, and I would never advocate for the attack of anybody, regardless of their, whatever you want to call it, choices, reference point, born with mentality. I mean, that's even debated, right? So I can be kind to others, but I don't have to adopt their view. And the problem that I have with it is it's freedom versus force. They will not let me have my point of view and leave me alone and or let me, in the great form of ideas, articulate my views. And Pride Month celebrates this rainbow idea that everything is acceptable except for the view defined by God, doctor.
Well, and one of the things that's really disheartening to me, and I don't want to be an Owen and awful kind of guy, but so many large institutional religions are inviting this narrative on stage, if you will, with them. And the only thing they're not doing on stage is giving them a great big slobbery kiss. I mean, they are bending over backwards to appear to be, as you point out to be, it's possible to be, have good civil interaction with people. You don't have to beat them up. You don't have to throw them overboard. But the fact of the matter is that there are large institutional religions that seem to, like I say, give everything but a big slobbery kiss to these people. And it's literally, I think, cutting the guts out of the foundation that those large religious institutions should be holding to. They can be civil, they can be caring, but they don't have to say, come on the center stage, let's preach your gospel of sexual proclivity.
Well, and they can preach their views and be kind in doing it. Okay, I believe in God's laws, and I believe in the one man, one woman marriage. I believe the traditional family is ordained of God, and I believe all other sexual activity outside of the legally, lawfully wedded husband and wife is not ordained of God. I would say that it's evil and a sin. However, I can be kind to those, but will they be kind to me and let me have my view? And the answer is no. If that doesn't kind of educate, I don't know what does. But I reject Pride Month, and I reject the idea that we don't need to turn to God Almighty. That is a godless lie. For Sam and Dr. Scott Bradley, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.